Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hallelujah. The sun is out, the ice is melting, and the zoo has their monkeys back. And the man police believe took them has been caught. Welcome to the afternoon, All Local. I am Austin York, and Dallas police are now tying three of the four criminal acts targeting animals at the Dallas Zoo to a DeSoto man.
This is LP Phillips. 24-year-old Davian Irvin has been charged with eight offenses that police say clear up three of the four incidents over the last month. Kristen Lohman of Dallas Police says the majority of charges deal with the emperor tamarins that were taken between Sunday night and Monday morning and then found Tuesday in an abandoned house in Lancaster.
He's been charged with six counts of animal cruelty, non-livestock, in connection to the tamarin monkey case. In addition, there have been two charges of burglary into a building. Those have been filed. Those are in connection with the clouded leopard and the Langer monkey case.
Still open, the investigation into the death of a lapid vulture. Irvin was arrested after police say he was surveilling the Dallas World Aquarium and believe he wanted to hit the aquarium next. No motive has been given. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Now, the sun is shining now and the roads have melted, but it was treacherous this morning on the roads. Refreezing caused the toughest traffic morning of this event. We talked to a lot of drivers.
It's just, you know, it's like a ballet of ice.
Just crazy. I'm sitting here on 635 and we're at a complete standstill.
You know, you pull up your navigation and it only knows the shortest way to get you to a destination. It doesn't know road conditions and ice.
And some of that ice proved deadly.
The black ice that formed on North Texas roadways overnight kept first responders very busy as four people were killed in crashes. Among them was a 64-year-old man who got out of his SUV after it stalled out along Highway 360 in Arlington, and he was hit by a suspected drunk driver who lost control of his car on the slick roadway. In Garland, meanwhile, a driver was killed in a crash on an ice-covered 635 LBJ near Jupiter. Among the major crashes in Tarrant County are those involving a Fort Worth patrol vehicle, a Fort Worth fire truck, and a MedStar ambulance. From the 24-hour news center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Power outages are still a problem for some people in North Texas. This woman is in Denton County.
We don't have power, but we're pretty lucky that we have a gas stove, and so we can still make hot meals and that kind of a thing. We're still hoping that we can get the heat on pretty soon and warm up.
Encore crews continue to work to restore power to everyone. Lake Worth police have arrested a bartender accused of over-serving a man who drove drunk and killed a Euless police officer. Euless Detective Alex Cervantes was killed, his family injured, when police say Dylan Molina ran a red light and slammed into Cervantes' vehicle last November. Lake Worth Police Chief J.T. Monashagan.
The young lady who was the bartender that overserved Dylan Molina, who subsequently killed Alex Cervantes and injured his entire family, turned herself into the Parker County Sheriff's Office on a charge called sale to certain persons, which is in connection to her overserving of Dylan Molina.
26-year-old Kayla Richardson was working at a Fuzzy's Taco Shop in Lake Worth when police say she served Molina too much the night of the crash. Molina pleaded guilty last month and was sentenced to 15 years in prison. It's the day that people in Mansfield have been waiting for, groundbreaking on their new HEB store. Mabry Jackson with HEB says the store will mean as many as 750 new jobs to the area.
We want to make sure that our community is staffed by those who live in the community so they know their neighbors, they know them when they come in to shop, they know them by name, and it makes for a more family atmosphere.
The milestone is the culmination of years-long effort by Mansfield city leaders. The San Antonio-based company purchased the land at the southeast corner of 287 and Broad Street back in July of 2016. The store is slated to open sometime late spring or early summer of next year. And a state lawmaker from North Texas wants to bring casinos to Texas.
State Representative Charlie Guerin, a Republican from Fort Worth, has filed a bill to allow casino gambling at selected locations. It follows a similar bill already filed by a Democratic state senator from Houston. Representative Guerin says Texas loses billions to other states that allow casino gambling. Under his bill, a limited number of casinos would be allowed at what he calls destination resorts. That would include entertainment complexes, hotels, convention spaces, and restaurants. His bill also calls for a change to the Texas Constitution to allow for casino gambling, and he wants that on the ballot for a public vote in November. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Have a great weekend with your afternoon All Local. I'm Austin York.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.